This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
A Scott County farmer says they didn't set out to be organic farmers, but really aimed to change to a more biologic approach to agriculture. John Bell says he noticed an increased dependence on inputs on his farm.
From experience with tobacco and our conventional cropping system, it seemed like more and more often we were, and also with our cattle, with the livestock, we were becoming more and more dependent on inputs, higher and higher amounts, volume, dollars, however you want to look at it, of inputs.
Bell says they saw a trend in both crops and livestock.
It seemed like we'd have new problems, and every time there's a new problem, we'd come out with a solution, and then a few years later, there'd be another new problem. And it was kind of an upward spiral.
He says it really wasn't about becoming organic.
While we're certified organic, I would say really the real description of the way we farm, it's more of a biological and diverse systems approach, and just so happens it allows us to be certified organic.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how the Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting hay, feeding, hauling, loading, pulling, raking, cleaning barn, mixing feed, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, furrowing, cultivating, hitching, digging, emergency tow, harrowing, hoisting, leading parades, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. The tractor does it all. So no matter what you're doing, can-do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall. Available at H&R AgriPower with 5 locations in Kentucky, Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Bayfield.
How do you decide which heifers to select or sell? Visual inspection alone leaves a lot to chance. Back your hunch with Inherit Select from Zoetis. It's a genetic test designed for commercial replacement heifers. You gain valuable predictions, including cow fertility, size and soundness, feed efficiency, growth and carcass merit, as well as easy-to-use economic indices. This improves your selection, breeding, and marketing decisions. Learn more at InheritProgress.com or contact your local Zoetis representative.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Scott County farmer John Bell says they've returned to more practices like his father and grandfather used.
Quit just spoon feeding that individual crop, but try to have a very fertile and healthy soil, so it didn't really matter what crop you put out there, what livestock was out there, it would have what it needed made readily available to it.
He adds their practices also added to soil health on their farm.
We were able to kind of start rebuilding the soil that we didn't know that we were kind of depleting a little bit through some practices. And so then that livestock crop rotation helped us to recover, rebuild it pretty quickly.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.